my family has been a voice in politics for nearly 80 years, and I just want to continue the vigorous work that Margaret had done for in the past, and my grandfather Willie as well. So it was it's something that I'm really looking forward to as well. I'd love to be able to just keep the voice that has been there for the last 77 years, and hopefully the people will come out and vote for me in the local elections on the 24th.
And I suppose in a modern twist, you're a computer software support manager. Margaret used to always be talking about the remote areas and support for rural areas. And you, as a remote, as I say, computer software person, you're aware of the need for support for the rural areas in that regard as well, but coming at it from a different perspective.
I've been very lucky enough to work remotely for the last 13, 14 years. So I would know the importance of the broadband, which would be something that I have down in my itinerary that I'd like to improve in the area. So it was even great to the Grow Remote Conference that was held recently in Turmacurry, you know, which highlights just the job opportunities that are available now. And it was great to see some of the future plans and a lot of work that was done by the South Sligo Smart Community.
There are all the other projects as well, and all the other topics that Margaret was fighting for a long time, actually. The N17, the roads, and the services to rural areas.
One of the most important things that Margaret fought for was the Loch Talt water treatment services. And, you know, and I think it was just fitting there last week, where some of the local peoples that was on the committees had highlighted some lovely messages. I think someone quoted that she was the real water warrior. So it's justice for Margaret that she has seen such a high level of respect for that. You know, in a very sad way, we lost an ambassador to our family, Harry, there when Margaret passed away. But it was very humbling and proud to be a member of the Gormley family, to hear some of the stories and the work that Margaret done for people in the past. Like, there was people coming from all over Sligo. You know, we're all listening to stories from people from West Sligo, people coming far from Eastgie, and highlighting the work that she had done. Even when, at the time that Margaret was in that area, but Margaret was she helped everybody, and so I was very proud, and it was an easy decision for someone like myself to go on and represent the Gormley family, because, as I say, I'm very proud to be a member of the Gormley family, and hopefully I'll be able to have the same effect if elected for the people of Sligo.